All right, it is Monday Money Minute time with Patriot Asset Advisors. Jonathan Taylor is here. Who are we talking about today, sir?
We're going to talk about Green Day's Billy Joe Armstrong.
All right.
Yep. And he's having quite a life. Born and raised in California. It wasn't always blue skies and sunshine for him, though. He's had his struggles.
Okay. When he was 10, unicorns and waterfalls.
When he was 10, his father died, and the song Wake Me Up When September Ends was written as a memorial to his father.
Okay.
So Billy enjoyed his youth, though. Here's an example. The group's name came from a phrase him and his teenage friends used for a day to skip school, hang out, and smoke pot all day, Mike.
Okay.
They'd say, hey, let's have a Green Day.
All right.
He later said, what a stupid name for a group, but it stuck. So
it's easy to remember.
There you go. Billy's been very successful with music, but wanted to diversify. He knew music is a fickle business. You're only as good as your last released. So he developed the areas of interest. And here's an example. Had a record label for 20 years. Very successful there. He co-founded a coffee company in the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. He's got a guitar shop in Oakland called Broken Guitars. He's part owner of two professional soccer clubs.
Okay.
The Oakland Roots and the Soul Sports Club.
All right.
So he's worked with other music groups and side projects. You can catch him doing some guest appearances on TV and movies. He likes to dabble in acting.
Okay.
All told, Billy's produced a cool $75 million in his career and business ventures so far. Evidently, his earlier Green Days of skipping school did not seem to slow Billy down no matter what the teachers put in his permanent record.